With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Pierre's population will grow by 105 people this week. 70 state representatives and 35 senators will head for the Capitol for the 2016 legislative session. Business leaders and year-round residents of Pierre look forward to the session each year. Pierre Mayor Lori Gill says the Chamber of Commerce hosts an event each year to welcome lawmakers to the community.
And that allows businesses in the area to sponsor legislators at tables. It is the first night of session, so it's always that Tuesday night of the opening day, the night of the State of the State address. And it is the time when the legislators come together, and many of them are seeing each other really in an informal setting for the first time that night. And I always welcome that group, welcome them back to Pierre, and I always say to them, I love this night because everybody's still happy. We're all happy. We're all talking to each other, and we're all celebrating the beginning of legislative session.
Gill says city's dependence on sales tax revenue makes the 38 days of the session critical for business owners. She says veteran lawmakers often develop friendships with residents and discuss legislative concerns with them. The new session begins tomorrow afternoon with Governor Dennis Dugard's State of the State address. The Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference has suspended the officiating crew that worked Friday night's basketball game between the University of Sioux Falls and Winona State University. USF scored a three-point basket with no time on the clock for an apparent 69-68 win. But the three officials called a technical foul on the Cougars when fans rushed the court at game's end. With the foul, a Winona State player hit two free throws to give the visiting team the win. A release from the NSIC called the decision an unfortunate situation and says the officials misapplied the rule and should not have called a technical foul in that instance. Conference officials emphasize the final result will stand and USF will not receive the win. The officials are suspended for four conference games and will not be assigned games in the NSIC tournament. Mostly cloudy tonight, decreasing clouds in the east after midnight.